Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool. Got an interesting one for you guys this week. So I've obviously spent some time out at training camp for all of you who have been following me on Twitter, which has been great. It's been insightful. And, you know, it's always great to kind of get a good feel. It's always great to go a couple more than one or two days because you can really kind of get a feel for how the players are. And I think when you go once or twice, it's neat. It's cool. I definitely recommend anyone who gets the opportunity to go, even if it is for a day. But when you get the opportunity to go for a series of days or a couple days in a row, you really can kind of get a good sense of, like, you start to get a better, number of reps for each player. You get a better sample size for each guy, and you can really start to get an idea of where people are and where they're headed or what they need to work on and that sort of thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about the training camp in general, and we're going to do that kind of in the form of a very, very, very rough 53-man roster that I put together. So we'll definitely talk about that. And then I got a new segment for you guys in the second half where I am going to have a conversation about some of the Cowboys off the field issues with a completely uninformed, completely unaware outsider to kind of give a fresh perspective. And it is my wife who is going to explain to her a Cowboys whether it's an off field situation, a Cowboys non football situation, and to get a fresh take and hopefully maybe a little bit of fun in there. So we'll see. That didn't sound fun. It's never fun when you sell something as fun. So maybe I should just let it be a thing and you guys listen to it and you decide if it's fun. Anyways, let's get right into it. Let's go through this. I'm going to go through this 53-man roster, and I'll kind of talk about my thought process with everything. So let's hop into that first, shall we?
180! 180! Kill, kill, kill!
Okay, so funny enough, I did this kind of backwards, at least how I listed it. So you're going to have to receive it that way. So I came up with 56 names because I have three names that I have marked for potential suspensions. And actually, of those three, I didn't include Zeke. So if you want to take the three names I included were DeMontre Moore, David Irving, who have both had their suspensions announced. And then I actually included Damian Wilson. I think we don't know exactly when that suspension may happen. You know, with appeals and everything, it's hard to kind of tell the timing of everything. So if you want to, substitute Zeke's name in there for his suspension, that potential that could happen. You can, but either way, I'm supposing that there are three suspensions starting week one, so that's why this list actually has 56 names on it. So first things first, just to knock them out, obviously the three special teamers, Bailey Jones and LP Lattisur, I think are your three special teamers. Sam Irwin Hill, I think, is the other guy that they've had in here, and he's actually looked kind of impressive. I don't think they're anywhere close to letting their guys go, though. From what I understand, they've actually been working on a Chris Jones extension as well, so I don't think those three are going to change. Like I mentioned, I kind of did this backwards because I was trying to figure out the defense part first because I feel like the offense is pretty well set, or at least in my mind, so we'll see. But from the defensive standpoint, I started with the defensive backs, and I came up with 10. Nolan Carroll, Jordan Lewis, Anthony Brown, Orlando Scandrick, Awuzie, and then Marquez White as the sixth corner. And then I have Xavier Woods, Byron Jones, Kayvon Frazier, and Jeff Heath as my four safeties. The fact that Awuzie can play corner and safety, I think, makes it a little bit more palatable for the Cowboys if they wanted to keep six safeties. I think Marquez White has just been entirely too good in training camp so far to let go. So I think that at this point, if it was me, I would keep all these guys. You know, I think some people are going to say Nolan Carroll, but I really don't think that Nolan Carroll has been all as bad as what has been said on Twitter. I think if you go and listen to Joe Baker in his interview, I think they've talked about how they've been switching up his technique a little bit. So that could be affecting a little bit of what's, you know, the perception of what's going on. He's definitely maybe could be trying things out a little bit more in his own technique. So I think they like Nolan Carroll. I think having a vet experienced guy on the outside, whether that's as a starter or as a guy who could come in and play snaps, I think is very valuable. And from what it sounded, I think, you know, if you guys get a chance, you really should listen to that Joe Baker interview that was on the Mothership the other day, because it really gave you some good insight. You know, they really kind of look at Jordan Lewis as, at least immediately, as a kind of a pure nickel guy, and because of that, they, I think, are thinking that he doesn't necessarily need a ton of snaps in order to play that role because he's so familiar with it already. So that was kind of the context of what Joe Baker was talking about. Then he talked about Awuzie kind of playing in a situation where they're going to keep teaching him little bits here and there, and then weekly kind of have a game plan for Awuzie each week to kind of see, you know, maybe how they use him depending on what the matchup is or what the personnel is of the other team. So kind of in the Byron Jones role, and I'm sure that those two will play off each other in game plans to kind of get the best mix and match of skill sets of what they want. So that's really neat. Otherwise, I think, you know, no kind of real surprises there. I think you go a little bit short at safety. Considering Blanton was still on the team, I think Blanton will be a cut. I think you go for safeties with the idea that Awuzie can play some safety for you as well, and I think it works out well. Xavier Woods has started to kind of show up a little bit more. Obviously, Byron Jones has been the star of on the defensive side, I think, so far. Kayvon Frazier, Kayvon Frazier, what he really needs to do right now is be a really, really good special teams player. He needs to kind of take over Jeff Heath's role until he's ready to move into playing more defense. I think he will play some snaps on the defense for sure, because I do think that they like to rotate these safeties. But I also think that right now he needs to focus more on being a special teams ace, because I think that's where he's going to get the majority of his snaps to be meaningful snaps, to be honest. Moving on to linebacker, I think I got seven of them: Lee, Smith, Hitchens, Wilbur, Wilson, who, with the caveat that he may get, you know, be facing a suspension, Nzacha, and Durant. To me, that was pretty straightforward. I know that, you know, that some other guys have been showing some things, and that's fantastic. But I think when rubber meets the road, when you sign Durant with the idea that he could kind of play that role, it'll be interesting to see if Wilson doesn't face suspension or if it gets, you know, pushed off. What's Durant do then if Wilson's able to get on the field? So I don't know if they may be able to wiggle out of the Durant contract. I don't know, but that's the situation there. So defensive line, I listed 11 just because and Lenny Jones is the 53rd guy on my team. So when one of these guys comes off suspension, he could be the first cut. But he has been impressive. I want to go ahead and from the outset include his name in here because he's number 56. He really has made plays after play after play, especially in one-on-one drills. I mean, every time you watch him, he's doing something. So he really has been that guy, that kind of down roster guy who you got to check your roster to see who he is, that has been really showing up. So I included him on here, but he could easily be the first guy off the team or cut when some of these guys come back off suspension. So otherwise, I included Lawrence, Crawford, Irving, Moore, Mayoa, Taco, Tapper, and then Collins, Paya, and Cedric Thornton as the, you know, I went a little bit light on defensive tackle. Now, this is someplace where maybe I am underestimating some stuff. I mean, they may very much like one of these defensive tackles that they drafted enough to kind of, you know, push these guys off. I don't know. But I would say that without them doing anything right now, I feel comfortable with the list of the defensive linemen I put in here. So moving over to the offensive side, quarterback, I only have two: Dak, and then whoever is QB2. I guess it probably will be Kellen Moore. But if McCown shows some things, I definitely think he could probably take that job. And then maybe you convince Kellen Moore to, you know, go ahead and hang it up and maybe take a coaching role. Who knows? Running backs, I have four. Zeke, McFadden. I have Rod Smith as your third running back, and then Keith Smith as the fullback and fourth back. I think that Rod Smith has looked really great. When I was out there, he apparently has looked really great these last few practices as well. And I don't, you know, I think his versatility is valuable to them, certainly to the point where it will push maybe a guy who is a more talented runner right now in Alfredo, our man with the with the crazy car. Every time I think of Alfred Morris now, I think of that crazy cheap car that he has like 200,000 miles on that he drove down here. Listen, Alfred Morris is a fantastic guy. I wish nothing but the best for him, but I just know that like he's trying to do special team stuff in order to make himself more, you know, valuable than Rod Smith as a third running back. And it, you know, I think this may come down to whether Zeke gets suspended or not, because if Zeke gets suspended, I think Morris suddenly has a little bit more chance. If he doesn't, I think Rod Smith provides you a guy who can do special team stuff for you. If Keith Smith were to get hurt or something, Rod Smith could step in and play some fullback snaps if you needed him to. He's a valuable receiver. I just think that he can do some stuff and has looked good and is obviously younger. So all those are advantages going his way. Wide receiver, I got six: Dez, T. Will, Butler, Beast, Switz, and Brown. I know Andy Jones has really kind of shown some things, and I know that maybe he looks better than Brown, but Brown's younger than he is and is a draft pick. I mean, I like Andy Jones, but you know, Andy Jones, there's an Andy Jones every year in training camp, and Andy Jones has been an Andy Jones before. So, I maybe he can be trade bait near the deadline or something like that. But I can't see them cutting Brown over Jones unless Jones just, I mean, we're way early, so we'll see how all this plays out. But right now I think Brown is looking good enough to definitely keep. Tight ends, I kept four. I kept Witten, Hannah, Swaim, and Rico, just because I think you can keep. I love Ryan's idea of going long on tight end, maybe one guy short on the offensive line, and that's what I ended up doing. So I have those four. I think having Hannah and Swaim back is one of the more underrated stories of this training camp. They both look healthy, and that's huge for the run game and for the pass game, especially with Dak. I think Swaim was a comfort blanket for Dak, especially on these bootleg and waggle plays. He was able to sneak out and get forgotten and be left wide open for easy gains for Dak, which is helpful. And then, as I mentioned, with the offensive line, I went to nine guys. So I went one short than I would normally go at 10. Smith, Green, Fred Beard, Martin, Lael Collins, Jonathan Cooper, Joe Looney, Kadeem Edwards, and Byron Bell. I think that that's actually a solid nine guys. I mean, I would not be upset for any of these guys having to. Well, Edwards is kind of my Kadeem Edwards, number 78, is kind of my long term play. I think he's a second year player. He might need another year. So I wouldn't love for him to necessarily get on the field, but I think he could definitely be a valuable player in the year or two. But I think with these guys, you get a good, solid group of nine guys. Joe Looney, I'm a big fan of. We haven't seen a ton of, but his versatility is certainly valuable. Jonathan Cooper has been obviously able to step in and be capable as a left guard while Green's getting back up. In fact, I saw a video today of Green in pads doing some work. So he clearly is not like in a terrible bad situation. I think there was certainly a lot of reaction to the news that he had a shoulder injury, or not an injury, but shoulder soreness probably. So that's what I got. I think, you know, we kind of talked about some of these guys in here and what they've done in training camp and where they are. You know, we're going to come right up to the Hall of Fame game, and the next podcast will be about the Hall of Fame game specifically. So, you know, we'll hopefully get a you know, some more information from the from that, and then we'll go from there. I think that this is kind of a good starting off point, and then, you know, after the Hall of Fame game, we'll get a whole new set of information, and then after the next week's practices, we'll, you know, just adjust this. This is a launching point, I think. But I think, you know, looking at this, this is a good group of guys. This is a good team. So I'm excited to see exactly how the information changes as we go along. But we're going to go ahead and have a quick break, a little ad break, and then afterwards we're going to hop into a new segment that I've got that hopefully is going to be a lot of fun. Okay, before we move into the new segment, which I'm tentatively calling Let Me Ask My Wife, I wanted to explain what's going on. I basically don't love discussing the non-football aspects of covering the Dallas Cowboys, meaning the off-field stuff, the drama not related to football stuff. To me, it's not really that fun. But obviously, it's a huge part of this job. So I thought a fun way to get into this conversation and maybe enjoy it a little bit more would be for me to explain these kind of ongoing situations as they come to someone who does not care about the Cowboys or football in general, namely my wife, who somehow, even though coming from a very, very steeped in football history family, coming into a marriage with me, who loves the Dallas Cowboys, and growing up in Dallas her entire life, doesn't know anything about the Dallas Cowboys or football in general. So it's going to be hopefully a fresh and even more hopefully hilarious perspective on some of the Cowboys, you know, news of the day. So enjoy, please provide feedback, and otherwise, if you don't like it, just don't say anything. Or, you know, I guess let John Owning know. Here we go.
Okay, so we're going to kind of give some examples to start off, just to kind of show your, I guess in this case, lack of prowess in the current category of subjects. So, okay. Just to kind of give a little background, you grew up in Dallas.
Yes.
So you fully exposed to Dallas Cowboys fandom.
Yes.
Throughout your entire life.
I had Dallas Cowboys stickers all over my room. We had bumper stickers.
Okay.
Lots of stickers, yes.
And, of course, you are now my wife of these many years. Name 10 Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
I mean, all time. Like, you don't even need to name 10 current Cowboys.
From any time.
Anyone who's ever been a Dallas Cowboy. Right, so or anyone even associated with Dallas.
So, Troy Aikman.
Okay, one.
I almost said Dennis Rodman just now.
You did not. Come on.
No. All right, Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant.
Okay. I mean, we're at three.
No, the cute one. Jason Witten.
Okay.
Dak.
Okay.
Dak Prescott.
Well done.
Did I get it?
You did.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I got five.
I mean, five is still only halfway.
It's average.
No, I mean, you still have five more you have to do.
Yeah, it's not happening.
That's it. So five. That's the totality of. I mean, you didn't even name.
Who?
Other people that you should know.
No, that's it.
That's it. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, great. So just to kind of give you an idea of her level of lack of knowledge. She couldn't name Zeke or, you know.
Zeke Prescott?
Roger Staubach, who is
no
like
idea.
A huge
unfamiliar. Okay. All
right, well, so. Anyway, so that's just a kind of taste. So, and just to kind of get an idea of football prowess, like her dad was like an all-time defensive tackle for LSU in the 60s.
Landon knows the position. He had to ask my dad. I had no clue what position my father played.
When we first started dating, I wanted to kind of figure out, and she had no idea.
I was like, defense?
So, I mean, kind of along those lines, name 10 positions in football.
Well, there's offense. No, I'm just kidding. All right, quarterback. Tight end. Yeah. Okay. All
right, stop it.
Defensive end.
Okay.
Kicker, obviously.
He seemed to be kind of rounding up the obvious ones.
Yeah.
Kicker.
It's legally, it's a position. Sure.
It's the fourth one.
Kicker's four.
You're already reaching for
No, I know. Linebacker.
Okay.
What?
Well done.
I bet I can. No, I'm done. I'm gonna go
five
ahead.
Again. Just peeling out the front.
And the guys that sit right on the bench, okay, and get paid. That's a position, right? Where the guys sit there and never play and still get paid.
Backup quarterback. Yeah.
Yes.
So
that's the job that I want.
Yeah. Shout out to Kellen Moore. All right. So all right. At this point, we're gonna talk about a couple of Dallas Cowboys related off-field issues. You know, at some point we may kind of venture a little bit on the field depending on the situation, but this is mostly going to focus on potential either suspension situations or off-field stuff. And I kind of either want to get your take on what the punishment should be or
okay,
what your just view is. It.
Yeah. Disclaimer, I'm not an idiot. I'm doing this so that you will not talk about football to me at home. We're limited to this segment.
Wait, I didn't know that was part of
this.
No,
no, no. It's totally just a beautiful side effect to this segment.
Okay, well, no.
But what I would like to make clear is that I just don't care about football. I've been, like, in and around football my whole life, and I even gave it a shot at certain points. I just don't care, and so I gave up, and then I started dating Landon, and none of it soaked in, because at that point I made my decision.
It was too late already.
It was too late.
If you think I didn't try, you guys are fools.
Oh my god, yes. He did. Okay. Anyways, yes. So, yes. Here we are.
Scenario one.
Okay.
There's a young linebacker named Damian Wilson who was attending a soccer game. It was in Frisco.
Okay.
And he was trying to park his car.
Okay.
Why? Right, don't laugh. We haven't gotten to anything yet.
First of all, I'm like, girl, there's Uber. I'm assuming
first,
the worst.
First valid point.
Obviously, I'm assuming the worst. Okay.
Let me quickly give you the background that at any point, they can take free Ubers wherever they want.
What? That's, and they choose to drive?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. So he's parking.
He's attempting to park. Mm-hmm. And it's a crowded event.
Okay. Soccer? I'm just kidding.
Nice.
Interesting.
Burn, right? Anyway, so there's, I think, a young lady.
Okay.
Standing in a parking spot.
Oh, God. Okay.
And she's clearly saving the parking spot for a friend in a situation where there's...
I'm instantly filled with rage.
Okay, so, like, first... Okay, yeah. All right. Just, I mean, that's good. That's good, though. What is your initial feeling if you were the driver of a truck, someone driving around looking for a parking spot, and there was...
Well, it's happened to me before. Living in Los Angeles, you deal with just the worst drivers and the worst parkers and people with no common decency, and there is occasionally you will run into some monster who will get out of their vehicle and stand in a parking spot waiting for their friend to arrive to their car, and I find it so, it's like one of the rudest things you could possibly do.
Okay,
it's,
that's totally legitimately fair, because okay. I and that is That's exactly what my initial, that was my initial reaction.
Okay,
so he decides that he's gonna just go ahead and
run over her.
I mean, you know, I think he did.
This ends in a murder trial.
All right, let's be clear. At this point, from this point of the conversation forward, this will be all speculation. I may throw in a couple of facts. Obviously, well, the second part of what happened, I'm going to throw in some facts. Or at least what we've heard so far.
Okay.
But let's be clear, disclaimer, all this is speculation. So he starts, slow pulling into the spot, you know, just like...
Classic move, I've done the same.
Well, there you go.
Classic. Oh, you know, man, what? I'm taking this parking spot because car beats person, so...
We're sending you to see Goodell.
Yeah.
All right, so he starts doing that. And I think he gets, you know, it works, obviously, because it does.
I've only failed.
He gets in the spot.
Okay.
I think she gets out of the way. And,
okay.
So he gets in the spot, and apparently a boyfriend or someone comes over.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's about a 20% chance that maybe I got the sex wrong. Maybe it was a guy who was blocking. But at some point, other people come into the situation after this dude bumped the girl with his car.
Oh, you didn't mention that. He nudged her.
but I don't know. Like, that's what I think. That's clearly what's in dispute.
Got it.
Now, that's not all that happened.
Mm.
Then he got out of the car.
Uh-huh.
He brandished a rifle.
Ew.
Yeah. And
this is where I leave you.
Yeah. This is kind of where we start going away from
out of this one. Yeah, yeah,
kind of like, oh, maybe the sympathy.
So can I... All right. So
go ahead.
No, so I obviously agree 100% with the first half.
So he was arrested.
Yes.
And apparently he told the police... I don't know if he told the police... Well, I think the agent said that he told the police that it was a case of road rage. Like, that was his excuse.
Wait, that he was experiencing road rage?
Yes, that he was experiencing road rage.
Well, I feel like that's... I mean, he's getting out of a car with a gun.
I know, but
that's
it's
road rage.
Yeah, no, absolutely, it's road rage, but it's like...
He was saying it like...
It's like...
My bad.
It's like, well, this doesn't count because it's road rage. Like, I mean, it's like...
I wish.
Do-over. It's like, you know, I'm sorry.
It's like Michael Scott declaring bankruptcy.
That's exactly what I was trying to come up with, is that it's like, I declare bankruptcy all over again. So...
I would not take this case, no, Your Honor.
Okay, no. Okay, that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is, as a you know, outside observer,
uh-huh.
knowing nothing,
yes.
about suspensions or
Thank
whatever.
You. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well done. what would your punishment?
Oh, the
be?
Punishment,
yeah, Commissioner.
Ooh,
like games, gonna... like how many games to lose? There's no, keep it. No, just to give you.
Oh, hilarious! You said how many games, and my first thought was, well, he's off the team.
Like, so you say he gets cut for this.
I feel like weapons and rage are kind of we're going to go ahead and
okay. That seems I mean
cut
that's
ties, dude.
No, but I mean you
but
make the call.
Knowing what I know about, because look, while I don't really care about football at all, obviously it penetrates into regular news often. And so I know what I know from that, and I feel like the NFL is probably like suspends him for like an eighth of a game.
So your perception is that the NFL is too
lenient.
Easy on it.
Yes, I think that they're looking at their bottom
line.
That's
interesting, because I think they've actually. I mean, I think most NFL fans will tell you that it has definitely flipped.
Good. It should.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is good for some things, but maybe not others.
Normal jobs, you can't just brandish a weapon and then, like, go back to work on Monday.
I think I disagree with you, actually.
You think that he should, what?
I think that you could
slap
probably...
on the wrist.
I think if he had a regular job,
uh-huh.
and if he got arrested and actually got out of jail, was able to make bail,
well,
whatever,
his boss wouldn't know what I'm saying, like...
That's my point.
Yeah, my point
that's,
is...
See, I think that's part of this.
Okay, but I'm saying it like, if he had a regular job and his boss found out, like, his boss wouldn't be like,
well,
maybe
yeah,
take some...
Obviously, yeah,
maybe take, like, a half day, Gary. Yeah. Like,
we're going to straight thing. Okay, so last thing before we
yes.
go. A little bit more lighthearted.
Okay.
So there was a guy...
Attempted murder.
Yeah. Then assault with a dildo.
It's a hard range.
So there's this guy that plays for the Cowboys named Jalen Smith.
Okay.
Who was in a horrible, horrible... not an accident because he was playing football, but I mean, it was he had a horrible, horrible injury.
This is lighter.
This is so much lighter. It's just delicate talk about.
He's missing half his face.
No, what happened is that he tore his ACL and his MCL, which is kind of a common thing. But what was terrible was that he caused damage to his peroneal nerve, mm-hmm. which is the nerve that runs from your knee, I think, down to your foot.
Okay.
And it's essentially what tells your foot to lift your toes.
Okay.
So, like, when you, like, need to lift your toes when you're walking or anytime, like, this is the nerve that tells you, that fires and says, hey, do it! So he can't do that anymore. He can't lift his toes. And he's currently got a brace that keeps his foot up the whole time. He has what's called drop foot. It's not that funny.
Drop foot? It sounds like a old-timey, like, diagnosis. Like,
why does it sound
he
like
has droop eye or... got a case of the drop foot. Like, it sounds like...
I shouldn't have drank all that shine last night.
He's just like a heavy walker, and if they, like, club him up the side of the head, he'll, like, start walking normally again.
No. Yeah, so anyways, he's got to wear a brace.
Is amputation?
No, it's clearly not if he wants to play football.
Full disclosure, I'm not a doctor.
Oh, good. Okay, excellent. Yeah. Well, you seem like a Civil War battlefield medic, potentially.
Was there a lot of drop foot?
No, but there's a lot of amputations. That was
yeah,
good. And you know what? I don't know. There may have been a lot of drop foot.
Are you bleeding? We're cutting whatever that is off.
That's pretty much what they do.
Old timey medicine.
That's what they do on the NFL field too. So, anyways, he's got to wear a brace that keeps his foot up constantly when he plays.
Cool. Sounds really easy.
Yeah.
Totally chill.
So, what's your take on, like, you think he can, like, play in the NFL?
No. I don't know. If that was my player, I'd be like, dude, what if you sat here on this bench for, like, until you recovered fully?
So they drafted that guy.
They drafted him?
Yeah, he got hurt before they...
That is the dumbest. That's like buying a car with 3 wheels. High five, JK. That seems insurmountable. I don't know. What's the recovery rate for drop foot?
She's scrambling because she sees my eyes right now, and she realizes that she's going directly against my take on all this.
Whoa, are you hoping for a miracle? I think he can get past this drop foot, guys.